NHVDZ monitoring statewide one.
NHVDZ, NHVDZ, NHWRO. Good morning, Mike. It's Tim in Richmond. How you doing?
NHWRO, Tim. Good to hear your voice this morning, sir. How are you? I am doing quite well. Just on my way to the weekly Saturday morning Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club and others breakfast that we go to every week at the Cozy Cabin at the Quinder and 12 Mile.
Yes, I haven't been there yet myself, but I caught some traffic this morning that unfortunately Sean and Phil are under the weather, so apparently they won't be attending. And Mike, I'm not sure if it's important, but if you'd like to email me that PowerPoint presentation, I can post it for you. You did a solid for me for fixing mine up. If you just flip it back to me by my email, I will take care of posting it. NAWRO, over to you.
Cool, that's awesome. I will do that. And, you know, I've got one from every meeting we've done. And so, you know, I wanna get those all stored somewhere as we've talked about that are semi-convenient and accessible to our members so that anybody who wants to go back and look at something. And, you know, we did like the, I think before you joined, we did a whole training on traffic. And so, you know, that'd be a good one for people to be able to go back to and be able to see, you know, how to do traffic correctly. Over.
Copy that. I didn't realize you had a bit of a reserve or archive of what you did in the past. So how about for this this week only prior to our Monday meeting, let's just go with the PowerPoint from last meeting, and then let's reserve the others because we still need I got a workaround for that one. But let's reserve it so we can figure out where are these things going to reside so they can be easily accessed by members.
Yeah, and I was talking to Keith Armitage. I don't know if you know Keith. I don't know his cross sign offhand, which is terrible because I should know it. But Keith uses Google Docs. Is that what it is? No. But he's got a whole storage area. And, you know, he's broke it out into folders and different areas and different protections on different things. And I wrote it down, but I want to look into that. If we can get that, that will give us everything we need. Over.
Yeah, I copied that. Left a little space just in case. Yeah, Keith, I do know him. We did have a QSO, an FBI, a KD8ZSK. ZSK, and I, you know, attended some of their nets as well. So, yeah, we are in the Google environment, so it might be Google Sheets, perhaps. So, you know, certainly it could be a possibility. We're already there. I guess when we reconvene on, I think it's 4:30 on Monday's meeting, Monday's tech meeting, I guess we're calling it, and maybe we can finally get a solution or at least work towards one on that. I think the chief, Dave, wants John's input on that, and I have to defer to him because I am not 100% on what the best practice might be. But, yeah, let's get this done. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, we want it to be cheap or free. Free is better, obviously. I have a question about that Monday meeting. I don't recall what time we're starting and what time we're ending. Did I lose you, Tim?
No, Mike, I'm here. I was just checking my calendar real quick just to double check. It is 4:30, and it's 4:30 on Discord on the command channel.
Copy that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, so I'm just pulling into Cozy Cabin here. And I will say thanks for the chatter this morning. Always enjoy the conversations with you. And I will be clear on your clothes, sir, and a VDZ.
Excellent. Have a good one, Mike. How about a couple of over easies, bacon crisp, hash browns, toast? Yeah, it sounds delicious. Have a good one, sir. N-A-W-R-O. Clear.
W-E.
N-A-W-R-O. Welcome back, Wally.
Hey, what's going on? What's good in the world? I see you've been a busy little boy. I've been watching all your blogs.
There he is. Go ahead, Mike.
You heard Wally there, and so I thought I'd say, hello, Wally, I haven't seen you in a while. So, see what's going on.
Hey, Mike, been traveling. We went out to the East Coast. Spent a week out there, had some time. Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Boston, Rhode Island, all the cool things. I didn't know Rhode Island as a state was an island. I learned that. I think I would have known that stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, excellent. Sounds like a good trip. Welcome back. Sounds like it was safe and everything. Good to hear. We've been having fun over here. And, yeah, Tim has been very, 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 very busy doing lots of great things for us. Go ahead, Tim.
It's all in good fun. It's a team effort. And, Wally, you got to see the go boxes, the radio go boxes Mike has set up. Those are going to be awesome. When it gets back around to you, Mike, just looking at my base station here, mine is an FTM 150. And I just want to double check that's what's in those go boxes because I do have the Nifty manual for it. So I don't know, maybe we could talk about somehow copying that and putting them in those boxes. But over to Wally for now.
Are those radios DMR as well, or are they just analog radios? I'm not familiar with the FTM 150. I guess I could look it up. I did get a message back from Paul about what to use for DMR IDs for the handhelds. Has it been decided if we're going to need any or how many we are going to need as for the set next Saturday? I'm just curious on that. And because I have three that I have to push the code plugs to, but I can push them really fast. That's not a problem. Probably 5 minutes each radio because I've got it built. And we can get, you know, things going from there. Sounds like Mike's radio is working nice and clear and well. Did you do the Breakfast Club this morning, Mike? Is that where you were?
Yeah. Yeah, I was up at Cozy Cabin. I hear Sean is under the weather. So he's under there today. Someone said somebody else.
Yeah, I believe that was Phil. And Phil, Wally, Phil got his new call, K-8-PR. And I'll ask on the HT radios. We got a meeting on Monday on Discord. I would assume you're certainly welcome to join if you're interested. I believe it's 4:30 on the command channel on Discord. And we can certainly ask about that to see what Dave's thinking. He's working right now. I've listened to him. He's on dispatch. What else? No, those radios are not in the go boxes. They're not DMR. But, boy, if that's the same model I got, it's a nice radio, especially with that, the APR? It's got some kind of a filter on it that makes, a crappy signal sound good. It really does work. So over to Wally.
I think I read about that. They do that on all their newer radios, some sort of filtering that makes it sound like crystal clear and all of the clutter. So I'm excited to see it and play with it. I'd like to hear that. I think that's gonna be exciting. Monday, I'll listen. We've got a Hermann guide, so we have a service to go to. But I mean, it's just the wake part, so I can be able to put earbud in my ear and listen to you guys. But I won't be able to chat too much or throw too much in. So I'll talk to you, Tim, sometime Monday morning or something like that, and I'll give you a list of questions that if you would represent me and ask for me. But I can listen if that's okay. That way we can find out, you know, who what needs to be done, if anybody needs any help with training on this, or we just lock them in on event one and just give them that way, too. Any way we want to do it, we can do it, you know. So we have somebody that's not familiar with that technology and doesn't want to be, that's fine. Like I said, this radio is everybody's into something. And we can just lock it on event one, and just lock one on event one and leave it there. Whatever works out the best, whatever you guys decide, you know, just tell me how you want to play it, and I'll play it. And then all the handouts are going to have, and that's my knowledge, unless you guys change the rules, all the handouts are going to have the ARPSC DMR ID in it, and they have to be different so we don't mess up the computers on the Central Michigan network and going into Brandmeister. So, the command staff are all going to have their own DMR IDs. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and just so you know, a lot of the stuff that you are saying and talking, you handed me the audio. And so I had really had no time to really get into and understand DMR and talk groups and all that stuff. So I completely comprehend all that you're saying with the DMR. But I'm okay with being ignorant right now, because these go kits are my main focus. I'm getting them done, and hopefully I will have them all programmed pro, and that will mean we will have 6 completed kits ready to hand out. So, based on my research in DMR and understanding what I'm doing here, other than just pushing a button and talking, because that's all I'm doing now. So, just want to make sure that you know if there's something that I need to understand, that you're, when you talk about stuff, make sure you ask to make sure that I understand. If I don't really any VDZ, we're back to Tim.
Copied like 95% of that. You were going digital a little bit, but I understand you don't have extensive experience with DMR. I really don't think that's a problem. But, Wally, I will say at the meeting we tested Dave's radio and Mike's radio, and we think they may not have color code free. They didn't get bonked. So is there a way maybe you can take a look at that before set day, or is it not that crucial? I'm not sure. Over to you, Wally, NAWRO.
Yeah, well, that was my fault. There's so many. Hold on. Right. There's so many different things to set, and that was my fault. I did not set that setting. Right now, it's impolite mode or always admit. So that's easy to change. But with the guys that we have having it right now, it's not crucial to change it. But it is something that I do know that has to be changed, because I have talked to Dave about changing his, to that mode, so that we can't talk on top of one another. So, we can do that. And again, that's like a really quick fix. So that'll be easy to do. And then on the other thing too, Mike, sometime in the winter when things get slow and boring, I can do a class on it at one of the ARPSC meetings. What I know, how it works, the color codes, the time slots, the talk groups, things of that nature. I can do a class on it and get everybody kind of up to speed a little bit on them. It's fine. And then the third thing I was going to say, we talked about, I meant to bring my Anytone radio with me. I really did. I was going to I had it set on my desk and everything else. I had the charger. I had it all set to go. And we were in such a hurry to get out of here, I forgot the damn thing. But where was I going with the conversation? But I did use the radio reference, and I know that's kind of a weak type thing, for seeing what frequencies are. But VHF over there in those islands and DMR. You don't see that around here very much, but the VHF frequencies, I think I sent a snapshot on Discord, one of the islands I was on, but I was surprised how many DMR VHFs there were. So, you know, my guess is they probably can cram more stuff in. But you just don't see that around here at all. So usually when you see VHF, you see P25 or analog, and all their DMR stuff in this state is on UHF. So it was interesting. Go ahead, Mike. This is WABD.
Well, I think you doing that class would be outstanding, Wally. Thanks for thanks for that. We'll look at it in the schedule, and maybe we'll look at January. That'll give you time to put something together, and we'll get going from there. We got the set, and then November and December, we don't really, Dave and I haven't really talked about the structure of the meeting, but it is changing. Just so you know, Wally, what we started to do this meeting, and it's going to get more streamlined as we go. We are going to do the meeting, and leadership will have their moment at every face-to-face meeting. And so, Wally, you will have a bullet point that says, you know, Wally and your call sign and deployment manager report. And when we get to you, we'll say, Wally, anything from the deployment manager? And if you have stuff to report, then you'll give it to that report, blah, blah, blah. You know, after the set, you will probably have some stuff to report in November. But so leadership, you know, will help to lessen our have to ability to figure out how to share with everybody without getting on careful. So so that's where we're going. Just so you know, Wally, Tim was had a little bit of that on Thursday, so he's aware that it's coming, and Dave is all for it 100%. So, and I am going to put the radio down and start using my hands. I want to finish getting this last kit put in the box. And they need both hands for that. So I'm going to say 73 to you, gentlemen. I will still be monitoring, but I'm going to now I'm going to go silent for a while and just monitor. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. 73, gentlemen. Be well.
Have a good one, Mike. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. And, Wally, I don't know if you saw on Discord, but I did do a little bit, tiny little bit with Tom's help on DMR. And I put the I made it a PDF file in Discord, but I could just email that to you. But, you know, we don't have to do anything right now. This would be, like, set for the wintertime. And then you can see what I already did. I wanted to get the basics out before the set about, you know, you better subscribe to that list because that's part of the deal for using Central Michigan DMR, their list, the user group, so that when they send out emails, don't use this, do use that when someone lights up at an event channel, and it clarifies, especially the new guys, you're not on the event channels at all. They're not used for QSOs unless we get a specific invite. So I just wanted to get that all out there. And lastly, I'm not sure, I think you probably saw, we have number 24, Brian. He's got a new call sign out, and it's going to be KF8. Nope, wrong. Brian is going to be W8 Bravo Papa Delta, BPD.
Very good. Okay. Well, the more hands-on, the happier we are, the more useful we become. And, yeah, that's fine. You know, and then, of course, you know, we also, you know, we've talked many times, we need to work a little bit on our networking. We need to work on all sorts of, you know, different things. I think that radio that you and I played around with at lunch, I got one for you to play around with too now. So I just have to put it together, but I do have one for you to go ahead and play around with too if you're interested in doing that. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? It's like I look at it, okay, you know, we have to learn all the aspects, okay, just like I have to learn all the HF stuff, which I know zero about. You know, so, you know, the other thing, too, if life calms down a little bit, which I expect it to in this winter, pick a class from you on the windowing stuff too. I know you know how I feel about it, but nonetheless, it's back to, you know, practice what you preach.
Yeah, no worries. We actually got a list going for the 101 stuff. The new guy, Brian, he's interested in just learning it because, you know, it's there in the task book. And number 25, Don, N-A-K-N-S, came off the inactive list, and he's now back into the active list, and he's asking for the initial training too. So I'll put you on that list, and like you said, wintertime would be perfect for it, and we can get that done. I think that's about it. But yeah, of course it's crunch time now. We got the set coming up, and it was announced last night that number 20, John H, K8WUO, my buddy, he's going to be net control with you at the EOC. So Mike is not doing that. John's going to be doing it. But I'm sure you'll have a lot of backup there. And I guess it's yet to be determined exactly where the EOC is going to be. We're going to have to determine that this week. So I guess obviously that's up to the boss, and he'll let us know. All right, well, sounds good, unless you got anything else. But I will be monitoring today, so N-A-W-R-O.
Okay. I will be out and about a lot today when I'm going to be driving. I'll be driving my pickup truck, so I'll have I will have UHF and DMR with me, so I will talk to you on the FBI more than likely because I have to head towards the west, really far west, go grab my doggies. And with that, you take care, and great job, dude. I am so happy with all the efforts you're putting in. I mean, I know I always make fun of it. I'm number 7 in charge out of 5, but thank you for everything. WABD, clear up yours.
My pleasure, Wally. Group effort, and I do have listening to FBI as well, even 7.2 for that matter, but I know you don't got that. So, sounds good. We'll talk later. N-A-W-R-O. Clear.
I do have one on order, if it ever shows. W-A-B-D. K-E-8-L-A-X. What's my name?
K-E-8-L-A-X.
K-E-8-L-A-X. Monitoring.
N-A-W-R-O on HD. How copy?
N-A-W-R-O, K-E-8-L-A-X, I copy good, 5-9. How are you doing, Tim?
Good. Instead of responding on Discord, this will be easier. Yeah, I haven't actually had any direct communication. I was just reading the mail, so to speak. So, but he wouldn't offer unless he didn't want you to do it. So, and, it just might take a little time to, you know, get you up this. I don't know where we stand on that because I was out of that. But Facebook. I'm sure he's because I imagine he was the one doing it. So, but he is doing a 12-hour today, 9/11 dispatch. So we probably shouldn't. It's something that could wait. But I can mention it. We're having a leadership meeting on Monday, and I'll let him know you are definitely a go for it, and you know, clarify, you know, what that would entail, and I'm sure he'll get to you. I'll let you know about it if that's good with you. N-A-W-R-O, over to you.
K-E-8-L-A-X. I'm a go for it. Like I explained to him yesterday, I'm not going to bother him today. I'm not familiar with the TikTok platform, but I can learn it. But I definitely wanted to know where leadership wanted, what they wanted to hopefully achieve out of social media so that I have an idea. Because like me, when I run mine, obviously I try to get my photos and stuff out there and viewed to the most amount of people, and there's algorithms that you have to follow, and it gets really crazy. It almost turns into a full-time job. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for him on that, but I'm sure he doesn't want to be too involved. He doesn't, compared to what we have now,
But it would be best for him to discuss it with you. And it would be, you know, Facebook Lite. Because whatever you can do is far better than what we have now. But then you did get my other information that his unit number two, Micah, is, I think, doing TikTok. But then again, who knows? That could change. So, but if he did TikTok, you did Facebook as the admin. And obviously you guys might want to coordinate and talk. But I am stepping out of my area a little bit, so we'll have to just kind of reserve it for
Absolutely. Like I said, I thought with you, your position, you had a more insight, but that's not a worry nor a concern. It'll get done, and like you and Wally, and I think it was I don't know this whole thing, but anyway, you guys were talking earlier, and like you said, things slow down in the winter a bit, so, and we're getting real close to that, so there's going to be plenty of time to figure that stuff out and work on it.
Yeah, correct. That was Innate VDZ, Mike, the deputy EC from last night's meeting, and that's a good thought. I was thinking of that, too. You know, we'll have a little bit extra time. And that the idea that Wally had putting on that would just expand on the very little I touched on it at the meeting for DMR, and this is only 2 months of learning it. And Wally is, quite frankly, Wally is the guru for our group. So that will be helpful when he can put something together. And we'll probably put another wing class together, but by that time you can be my assistant. Teaching it for the guys, the new guys, and a couple of the legacy guys that want to know how to do it. And we probably will just start with Telnet Winlink, but, you know, that's really not too much.
I agree. Winlink's not, I'm realizing it's not too hard. You just have to have a fairly decent knowledge of computers and being able to figure out what could be wrong and how to adjust those levels. That's really the trick that I've been learning. Obviously, you know, I just got into WinLink, and it seems pretty fun. Speaking of WinLink, WUO. John, we were talking about doing something tomorrow, and I seen you posted something. Is there a definitive time I might have missed in the Discord?
I'm going to be out on that for tomorrow for myself. I may be going to Dexter to see my granddaughter advanced in the scouting field. She's doing a bridging ceremony, 7 years old, so I'm going to try to do that. I think, John, he put something in that last installment on Discord, but I think he's also going to post something more formal for Sunday. I believe it was in the morning, but I don't know. You'd have to go direct with John, K-E-8, W-U-O. Oh, boy, I don't know if I remember his call sign. I got to go by unit numbers now. All right, sounds good. N-A-W-R-O, back over to you for anything else.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Go ahead.
You guys both got it mostly right. So it is K-E-A-W-U-O. And I was thinking 10 o'clock tomorrow at Stony Creek. And I can put something more formal. I tagged everyone, so I thought that would get the job done, but I can certainly post something a little bit more formal. But anyone that wants to come is more than welcome, and that's pretty awesome about your niece or nephew. I forget what you said to him, but that sounds like a worthy option to opt out, or worthy reason to opt out of tomorrow. Yeah, I was thinking 10 a.m., So I think a few people might be running a little bit late. I think Darren said that he would probably be at church at that time. But I figured I'd get there early. I'll have the dogs with me, and so I'll try to, you know, walk them around, get them a little tired, and then as people trickle in, you know. But I plan for the full day pretty much to be there, so it should be fun, should be interesting. Hopefully I learn a lot. One of the things I'm hoping to do is, you know, dust off my HF skills and try to get that going again. I'd like to get closer to getting Winlink going on VHF, UHF, and I'd like to do it again on HF. So should be fun, should be interesting. I think Darren will test out his HF antenna a little bit tomorrow. But once again, it will be 10 a.m. tomorrow, KEAWUO.
NAVDZ, go ahead.
I'm going on at Stony Creek, but I might be interested. What's going on at Stony tomorrow?
So, yeah, it sounds like we're just going to be messing with all our radios. We just have a radio day. So far I know it sounds like Darren and Dean and myself will be there, and we're going to try to get Winlink up and running on VHF, UHF. I'll do a little bit of HF stuff. Like I said, I was going to try to clean the dust off of my HF skills because it's basically been on the shelf for the whole season. So, yeah, we're just going to get there at about 10 o'clock, and I'm going to set up and try to let the dogs run around a little bit and just kind of have a relaxing day just playing with radio up at Stony Creek. And all are welcome. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
All right, thanks for that. I'm going to try to be there. I'll bring one of these new Go boxes, and I'll bring my HF kit with me, my POTA kit, and have some fun with you guys maybe, see if I can get that work in. Okay, this is NHVDZ, and I'm going to be clear and standing by, monitoring while I continue to work on the Go kit. Thanks for the letting me interrupt there, gentlemen. 73 to you.
Not a problem, Mike. Just wanted to let you know, I wanted to bring it up in the meeting, but I didn't want to keep dragging everything out. But I work at a machine shop. We have burnout laser machines and access to water jet. So if you ever wanted, you know, water jet plates for the Go boxes, I assume you'll just, you know, buy square stock for the ground plane. But if that's something that you'd ever be interested in, you know, I can always supply cut-to-shape steel plates, aluminum plates, whatever you need. And we weld and do all that stuff, too. So.
That is great to know. Thanks. And it'd be easy. Anyway.
KE8LAX. Tim, I don't know if you're still monitoring, but you mentioned you were on HT and towards the tail end of your transmission, you were, it appeared to be you were sitting on the fringe coming in and out. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. And John, I'm going to try to be there 10 on the spot. If not, it'll probably be a little bit closer to 11. I might try to bring the wife out with me.
Copy that. And I did get the Fox a bit further too, so we can always hide that and just have that as an option if anybody wants to go try to find it. I can try to get there a little early and stash it somewhere and turn it on, and it'll just be doing its thing. And if anybody wants to go visit it, then they're more than welcome. So yeah, we could have a bit of fun tomorrow by accident if we keep trying this hard. This is KE8WUO.
NHWRO, I do copy this QSO directly, and I will be listening. You go ahead, guys. NHWRO monitoring.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I will then see you tomorrow. I've got a couple of wheel bearings I got to try to get done today, and hopefully I don't need to make anything liquid. So I'm going to start tackling that, but I will be monitoring. I'll have a radio on my side, and we'll go from there. This is KE8LAX. I will be clear on your final round.
Sounds good. Yep, I will be. I'm up at work with the dogs for a little while, and then I'm going to take them for a walk today. So I'm watching a neighbor's dog. Well, actually, a buddy's dog. So they're testing the waters with each other, and it's been interesting. But all right, yeah, I will probably be out there. I'll be monitoring all day, and then I'll be out hiking and probably looking to talk a little bit more later when I get done with the work side. But for now, this is KE8WUO and 73 to all.
KF8ETQ, KF8ETQ, N8WRO, copy. KE8WUO, KE8WO, N8WRO.
This is KE8WUO. Go ahead, N8WRO.
Hey, John, don't know if you noticed, but on FBI, there's a data burst going on. I've tracked it down. It's Darren, unit number 23. I left him a phone call. I called on FBI. Don't know if there's much more we can do, eh?
Interesting. How did you track it down to Darren?
Opened up WinLink and decoded it.
Very clever. Interesting. I didn't know WinLink would be able to record or, decode that data burst. You'll have to show me that because that's pretty cool. I mean, it must be as a data burst, like, it's his ID, I'm sure, so it makes sense that something could decode it. So it must be a pretty standard decoding method.
Stand by, I think he's calling. Hey, John, can you QSY to FBI, and we'll just have a little conversation that we took care of it, because Darren just is taking care of it now.
10-4, QSY, KE8WUO.
N8WRO, QSY.
This is KE8WUO, looking for N8WRO.
Yes, sir. N8WRO here.
I'm looking at a couple of these forms. Mainly the one I'm looking at right now is the card recruitment form. And I noticed that there's a few lines, like line 30, where it has a guy named George. It has a call sign, and then it says 10/33. I'm just curious what that means, the 10/33.
That sounds like an older version. What is the title of the form on the top? Is it? It's the public. It's the standard deployment roster, I think it is. And on the bottom left, what version?
So it's the Master List Postcard Recruitment Project PDF. It doesn't have a rev in the file name. Let me open it up and see.
Oh, no, never mind. I got it then. Wrong list, so stand by, please. Say again, which line number was it?
I was looking at, it looks like it's line 30, a guy named George.
Looking at it now, and the call sign is there, and that's when the call sign expires, October 33.
I see. So that's the expiration month and year. I see. Okay. That helps. Thank you.
Correct. I think I kind of messed around with that profile a little. So, but, yeah, pretty much month, year. See, above there, there was month, year. It was month, day, and year, but we don't need the day.
And of course, at the very beginning there, GMR meant there is a GMR license as well. And as we get further into current times, pretty much the same thing, month, year, and then if there's a GMR license, the license call sign is listed in AWRO.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, I was looking at those dates as if they might have been when you sent the postcard out. So a lot of them, you know, were like 4/27, 4/26, and then I'd see like a 4/33 or 4/32, and I'm like, wait a minute. April doesn't have 32 or 33 days in the year, and so I see it now. That's your expiration date. Okay. Well, that helps a lot. Thank you.
Certainly. And then the one column does have date mailed, and if you move on. And then on page one, is that the one with the old postage stamp on it? On the very top, what's the date above the postage stamps, if that's the file you have? Because if not, I'll send you an updated.
So the file I have is a 9/14/25. I don't think it has the stamp on this particular one. I know you sent this to me another way, so I probably have a newer one, but it's not currently in front of me. But I think I'm working with a newer one, but it's hard to say because I don't remember where I grabbed it. But and then it's not necessarily in the same format it was when you gave it to me.
I did switch it up a little because I put the last pages first, and because, you know, we're advancing forward, and I didn't want to have to go through the first page all the time. But it takes 2 seconds to email it. Email okay, the latest version, and we're on line 80, just for reference.
Yeah, I'll probably want that one because it looks like I go up to 62, so I seem to be working off of old data. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, that was definitely my bad because I pledged to keep you updated. So 9/24 is the latest, and we're on page 3, about the middle. And Cliff, our guest that was at the last meeting, he's number 80. So we've had 80 postcards sent out. I'll ship you this off. It'll be at your inbox in about 2 minutes.
Very good. Well, I appreciate it, sir. And as you were, this is KEAWUO. I'll be monitoring.
Excellent. Thanks, John. NAWRO. Clear?
NAWRO.
Afternoon, Wally.
We've accomplished one thing. We have got the dogs. No, she's in Gordon's getting stuff to make Swedish meatballs. Not sure, either for one of the two events that are coming up.
Well, I presume the puppies are no worse for the wear. Happy to see you. And then that sounds delicious on the other item.
Yeah, well, she says the crock pot isn't big enough, but I don't buy it. But what do I know? So they call that thing you plug in, crock pot.
Oh yeah, I got a tiny one. That's all I need. But it's going to be soup season, and I love putting soup on. And right after breakfast, and then I got it for the rest of the day once it gets a little cooler.
Yeah, we've been really lucky in the weather. I can't see what it is out there right now, but 84.
Absolutely gorgeous day out there. I think I might be doing a field trip to Dexter tomorrow. And I'm going to try to put this GPS dongle thing on. And I'm not exactly sure what it does. So I'll let you know. It might be a little something like that Motorola that Tom has where it'll automatically switch me over to White Lake or wherever I'm at.
I'm not sure, but I guess it could. I mean, I don't see any reason why it couldn't, but I'd have to look into the software more tighter. But, yeah, that wouldn't be not a bad feature. Yeah, and Thursday night, I got to run over to Papa. I got to go do a fire department event. It's their annual meeting, so I'm going to go over there for a day.
Well, that'll be a nice trip. Hopefully we have good weather.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad this late or this early in the year. So what, 180 miles or something like that. It's no big deal. A little quick in-and-out trip.
Sounds good. Don't know if you caught the Discord message there. I tossed in leadership. We had a little oops this morning with one of our trainees. Windlink signal broadcasted over FBI, but it was taken care of. So, lesson learned.
I did hear that noise. So, but it happens so often nowadays, I don't even read anything into it, you know, unless it's consistent, you know, where it's a big nuisance, I don't worry about it, but it's not my radio, you know, happens once in a while, who cares, you know, but, you know, if it's like every minute or every 30 seconds or even every 5 minutes, okay, that's enough, you know, then you got to find out where it's coming from.
Well, it was consistent, and it went on for over a half hour, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't one of our guys, and lo and behold, it was. So I just used the Windlink setup that I had to decode it, just put it on FBI and have it decoded. Sure enough, it came back to one of our call signs. So I gave him a phone call real quick, and he gave me a phone call back to his credit, and he said, oops, sorry. Turned it off, and it's all in Discord. It's no harm, no foul. Just, you know, he's one of our members, so we want to resolve it quick.
That's good. As long as you can decode it, I guess that's all that really matters.
Yes, sir. Well, other than that, I think I'll, before I go tomorrow, I'm going to have to put in the code plug for I want to do Detroit and White Lake. And then I think I'd be all set for that because this is going to be my base, so I really don't need to go much further than that, at least not for the set or anything. So then I'll have four sites in there, Burnside, Mount Clemens, Detroit, and White Lake. I think that'll be fine.
Yeah, you take a 94 all the way around, or are you going to 696 it? Because I was going to say, I'd probably throw Novi in there, too, just to have.
To be determined on the path, I normally take 94, but I'm thinking about maybe going the other way because it's a Sunday. And I misspoke, it's Grass Lake, not White Lake. Grass Lake, GLK is the code, and potential Novi. Yeah, that's a good idea, too. So I'm going to highlight that as well. So we'll see. Should be able to, you know, even if it's not going to search, that's fine. At least they're in there and they're going to do a couple of tests tomorrow.
Yeah, don't quote me on this, but I think Novi had a big, big footprint. I'm almost positive that one had a big, big footprint.
I have it on the to-do list. 3 alpha code is November Victor India, NVI, 442.2125.
So there you go. That sounds like half a channel. What more could you want?
All right. Sounds good, Wally. I think the boss is working like a double shift today. He's on. I've got him on the radio listening. He's on dispatch. And I believe John is listening. He's on this frequency as well, and so am I. If you need anything, let me know. We'll be monitoring NAWRO.
All right, very good. You guys have a good day. I'm going to go home after she gets the Swedish meatballs and finish cutting the grass. 73 is all. W8VD. W8VD. W8BPD. What's up, Brian? Would you happen to have the radio tune software for CPS 2.0 by chance?
Yes, sir.
I can put a link on. You're on Discord, right? I can put a link on there and show you where to get it. I mean, I have it. I've got the newest one and some of the older ones, but yes.
I would greatly appreciate it. I have a 7550E that's password protected, and I need a radio tune in order to recover the radio.
Okay. Yeah. It might take more than that. Do you know what the password is?
No, the radio was bought at a surplus auction, and they do not know.
All right. I might have to push firmware to it. Let's see what it comes back at, and then we can go from there. because that's the only way to really take care of it, just to wipe it out. And then hope we don't take out the tune with it. But I'll get you the 2-0. But I'm pretty sure it's going to stop you, too. And also, it depends on what version firmware is in it.
Yeah, well, the one video says that I can do it. I can get the firmware off the radio doing it with the radio tune. And it shouldn't take out the tune. So I'm going to give it a try.
All right. I'll get you 2-0. And then if you can't do it, then let me know. I can help you out. Or at least I can give it the college try.
We appreciate it.
W-A-P-T-D.
Hey, Brian, NHWRO here. Congratulations again on the new call sign. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, sir. It should be easier to remember. It's my initials. If I can't remember that, then I don't need to be doing it, right?
Definitely know it's your initials, but for me, you're just going to be Brian PD now. That's your own department. NHWRO.
What is this call, Ben? I didn't see. I just saw the name on the radio. Thought I heard it wrong. CWF or something.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. I guess where you're working with the radios, that's something else you've got to change too, right? NHWRO.
And give me context.
KF8S, NHDVF.
NHDVF, NHDVF. KF8S, statewide one. Possibly, I don't know. But I'm on my M1KE right now. Yeah, let me see if I'm hearing you on the repeater. I mean, obviously, you're going to the repeater, so yeah. Do you have a radio hooked up to your open spot that you can try it out, and then I'll verify that you're on the right server and all that stuff. Of course, I can't find a DMR radio right now.
Rick, this is station. He might not be on the server if he's coming through hotspot.
Yeah, Dakota. I'm seeing myself come to the repeater. Try on your open spot. Let's see if we can hear you. So I heard KE8LAX on both sides too. So go ahead again, Dakota.
This is for the 9600. So I know that the open spot's not working because it's not connected to the correct server. Is it 3104 or 3102 that I need to be connected to?
Yeah, 3104.
For some reason, it's on a custom server, so it's probably my issue.
Well, it'll be custom server, but I can find the exact page if you can't find it. But, yeah, that's your issue. Just make sure you're on 3104. And I'll listen for you. I mean, you can hear yourself. You'll hear yourself coming back over the repeater. But I can monitor, too.
I think I found it. It was, I got to fix my DMR ID. It says my ID, not my call. But I don't know why. It was some random server, but I got that fixed, so I should be good now.
Yeah, if that last transmission was through your open spot, you made it through to the repeater.
It indeed was. I need to figure out why I'm transmitting my DMR ID instead of my call sign, but I think I got the rest of it squared away. So I appreciate you testing with me.
Well, your ID is coming through, and then it's resolving on my Anytone. So if that's anything, if you're talking about your local radio, you might just have to put the contact database in there.
I realized that after I unkeyed that it's probably because I don't have my own contact in my 9600.
That is probably it. And you want to get the list from DMR, radioid.net. So eventually you want to get that in there. You know, that's in the OpenGD77 software to do that.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do right now. So, all right, I'll clear out of here. I appreciate you testing with me, and I'll meet you on the note. NATVF, I'll be clear.
Alrighty, and thanks for the assist, KE8LAX. I'll be on the side, KF8.
No problem, anytime. I'm just working.
Oh, NHZC on Statewide 1. The gentleman just talking about MI5 on Hotspot. Would you mind answering a couple of questions for me about it?
I can if he's not currently listening. This is KE8LAX. My name here is Dean. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Dean. Name here is Carrie, Charlie Alpha Romeo Yankee. And as I said, my call is NHZC. Anyway, I was under the impression that MI5 didn't do anything with Brandmeister and whatnot, and I just kind of recently learned, I think it was Tim I was talking to the other day, that it is possible to do using the 3104 server. But my question basically is one, are all six talk groups, if you will, or links for MI5 available, or is it just a select couple and whatnot? And then I need to find out, verify what talk group ID would be.
Yes, so statewide one, statewide two, and all four event channels are accessible through Brandmeister. I would have to look up exactly what the talk groups are, but yes, all of them are available.
Oh, okay. Because I know, what is it, the Michigan one, DMR TechNet guys, they list four of the IDs, but only are showing four of the groups available. So I just was curious. I've been trying to pay more attention to MI5 because I'm only a couple of miles from the Bancroft Tower, and they're a pretty good bunch of guys around here on this link. So, but anyway, well, I appreciate the information, and I'll just keep doing some research because I wanted to build add this into my code plug for hotspots, if you will. Not that I need to use them, but...
NAWRO comment.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Dean. Hey, Gary. Nice to talk to you again. NAWRO, Tim, Richmond. I can answer at least a little bit of that question. It's talk group 5-1 and 5-2. 5-1 and 5-2, like Dean said, they are the statewide talk groups for, you know, normal QSOs. Use them just like we do other repeaters. Then you also have talk group 53, 54, 55, 56. Those are event 1 through 4. They are not for general use. That's only for special invited use. Over to Carrie, NAWRO.
Hello. How are you doing, Tim? I'm aware of the event channels are special use only, but I have them in radios with TX prohibited. Yep. At least that way, if they're being used, I can listen. I appreciate the info nonetheless. And I guess pass it over there to Dean. This is NHZC.
Q-Lockwave Luna Alpha, X-ray. Tim, he was actually asking about the Brandmeister talk group numbers. Would you happen to have those on the top of your head before I sign into my hotspot?
I'm afraid I do not. It might be a Dave question if he's still listening. Dave is pretty good at that. That's only thing I know is what with Dakota just discussed is the server has to be the 3104, but I think you already know that. So I'll bow out, I'll monitor, but Brandmeister is not my expertise. I appreciate the assist, Dean. Carrie, we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Have a good one, guys. N8WRO, I will be monitoring.
All right, Tim. Enjoy your afternoon. And nonetheless, appreciate the input. And, Dean, I guess I'll kind of let you go. I'll be listening here. I've been working on my truck trying to do rust control. Oh, this poor old Chevy. Well, it is old, I suppose, by today's standards, but oh, I got to get it curtailed. But nonetheless, I was taking a break, figured I'd come in and heard you guys talking, so I had to jump in nonetheless. So back to you, Dean, and thanks again. And we'll be paying attention to you guys. You guys got some pretty cool sounding stuff going on and got my curiosity going, so I appreciate it. And you have a good afternoon as well, and I'll listen out. I didn't catch your call, so we'll leave it at that. This is N8ZC.
N8ZC, this is K8LAX. Yeah, sounds good. I'm looking up numbers, so if you stand by for just a little bit, if you're monitoring, I will. I'll call out in a few minutes here when I have some more solid numbers for you. This is K8LAX.
Oh, sure. I can do that. I appreciate it. And I think you call is KE8KiloEchoLAX. Okay. Got it wrote down. Make myself some notes with everybody's calls so I get used to who's who. And then eventually it'll sink in and I'll remember everybody's calls. Anyway. I appreciate it nonetheless. So, yeah, I'll be listening. And I'd see.
November 8, Zulu Curly. November 8, Zulu Curly. This is KE8LAX.
Yeah, go ahead, Dean.
So, the talk group numbers are as follows. 31261 is statewide 1. 31262 is statewide 2. And so follows. So 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, and 66 would be all of your talk groups on Brandmeister.
Oh, okay. That makes it simple. And thank you very much for the input and the info. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. I actually just got it set up and learned it actually very recently myself. And so now that I've kind of learned it and got it working, if I can spread the knowledge, I definitely will. So I will say 7-3 and sit back and monitor. You have the rest of your day, Kerry. And this is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, clear on your final.
All right, Dean. Well, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And, again, I appreciate the information. And we'll talk again soon, I hope. And I'll be going back out on rust patrol. Anyway, everybody have a good afternoon and good weekend. N8ZC, and I'll be clear.
N8ZC testing on statewide 1 with the hot spot. N8ZC clear.
WATMS, monitoring Wi-Fi, statewide 1.
NAPCT, listening, statewide 1.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, monitoring.
KB8LAX, NAPCT, good evening.
What's that, NAPZT or BZT? This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, the name here is Dean.
Yeah, Dean, KE8LAX, November 8, Papa Zulu Tango. Steven up here in Indian River. I believe we had a little talk the other day.
Ah, yes, I remember. How you doing, Steven?
I'm heading into work, heading into Petoskey from Indian River, going to work at my hotel, and it was time to make it easy and get myself I got enough points for a 3/4 pounder, so we're going to do that, like a pre-meal. I got other stuff I keep at the place for that. My lunch is kind of basically when I want it. So I just have it, about 1 o'clock-ish or so. I work 11 to 7 mostly through Sunday, so that's what I do. And I'm just coming into a Lansing right now, so making good progress, about halfway there, I guess.
Are you running HP or are you on a mobile at the moment?
I'm on a Radiodity DB25 Delta mobile unit running 20 watts.
I haven't used one of those Radiodities yet, but I hear that they're actually pretty decent radios. I hear that they do the firmware and CPS setup a lot nicer than most as well.
Honestly, it's a quirky little thing. I would recommend if you're going to go mobile, I'd get the AnyTone 578. I think it's like the DB578 UV2 Plus or something like that. The thing being, RT Systems does not make any programming software for this thing. It comes with its own, and there's another third-party programming thing you can use for it. And they both work reasonably well for the unit. But the simplicity of RT Systems is unavailable for it. The DB25 analog unit, RT Systems does have the software for that. But for the DB25D and a few other variants of this radio, they just can't seem to get anything working with it. Whereas the AnyTones have RT Systems software available for it. And I just think overall RG has got a market on that for amateur radio program. Let me buy myself some time here. NADZT. So I think the Olinco MD-Delta 520 might also be a good radio to consider. Really amateur, and you get any 5 watts of 220 out of it too, so there's a tri-band, which, I think the 578 is also a tri-band. I think it'll be 220 on normal output too, which is a bonus. I'd have to verify that, I don't remember.
Very nice. So I'm assuming that OpenGD77 is not compatible with that radio.
Could you repeat that one more time, please?
I'm assuming that OpenGD77 is not compatible with that radio. I haven't looked at the compatibility list recently.
Now, I'm not quite certain. This is a different brand. This is basically a Retevis radio. It's gone by another name, too. I don't know who the actual Chinese companies that made it originally. I think it was Retevis, but I think it came in one more incarnation before that. Radiodity, I think, is largely based in the U.S., and they've put their own firmware in it. What I find really troublesome is that when I program it with the programmer, and then I make a change manually on the radio, the tones get all messed up. So it's not uniform in how it's handled. Something like the Olinco MD520, it would have the amateur situation already assessed, and the AnyTone 578 would also be a little better. I think the Olinco would probably give a better amateur image, although I would like to also get a system fusion on mobile unit. Delta.
My player was at. This is Kilo Lima Alpha X-ray. I didn't catch part of that. I think you're on the fringe of the machine at the moment.
Is this any better?
The only thing I picked up is the word better. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the transition.
You're on the fringe of that one, too, but I can read you. I can actually get your transmission on that machine.
Yeah, I found that they put one down here as soon as I found out about it. I programmed it in right away. I'll be getting closer to the Petoskey machine. I know that this
network is pretty vast. I definitely like it, and I definitely appreciate all the hard work that goes into it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. As far as digital repeaters go and link systems, you can't beat this system. It's very well done, very well maintained, and I've driven up to the Hackleberg site and just, driven around the thing and eyeballed it from a distance, and it's pretty substantial. Generator, the whole thing, I think they take it pretty seriously, so. If any of the other sites, some of the other sites even have, mainly downstate, have webcams that you can access. And that's great for weather and, I don't know how much about traffic, but weather anyway. And I think the center's mainly around weather preparedness and emergency preparedness and all that, which is what the event channels are for. They've got, they have a few things going on there. I don't know that much about the organization. I'm just glad that they have this available, and I don't know. I guess there's probably a donation pot on the website. Some of the websites are kind of dated, though. A lot of the DMR sites I'm finding are that. Like in 2014, it took off when the FCC allowed it, and it's kind of tapered off. This system, not so much for Michigan directly, but like Brandmeister and such, is seems like people just didn't want to keep it up for some reason. I don't know if it was a learning curve or whatnot. Once you got it down, though, it's really not that difficult. It's a bit intensive to program different things, because you got to have multiple entries for one repeater, but, once you get it down pat, it's not that big a deal. MAPCT.
Yeah, well, I know the system's all part of the CMN, so the Central Michigan Emergency Network, I believe it was. But I'm not sure if they have state funding or not. Their website for all their link system is fairly up to date. I've noticed that quite a few people that have been on the network didn't know that they had to sign up for the list for the alerts when they're doing something with the MI5 network. So, but no, it's definitely a nice setup, and I like being able to talk 3-4 hours away with ease and be able to do it from a repeater and not a hotspot. That really is nice. I am going to have to stand by and monitor, though. I'm currently working on a wheel bearing on a vehicle in my driveway, and I've gotten to the point where I have to start hammering. So I'm going to have to say 73s for a little bit here, and I will be clear and monitoring on your final.
Ah, yes, repairing and replacing wheel bearing modules. Had a 2023 drive a Trailblazer that I did that with. Luckily, I had a garage where you could rent space and all the tools were there. I have employed the hammer more than once on that particular type of gadget, so I shall let you pay close attention to that. All right, Dean, you have yourself a good night. I'm going to make it easy anyway, too. So good talking with you. Hop on anytime you like, and you have a good night, sir. And APCT, 73.
73, have a good night. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, clear.